The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome back to the 750. I am your ORJ Ochoa. He is your 75, two-time Super Bowl champion, College Football Hall of Famer. It appears he even has his Super Bowl ring on for our recording session today. The one and only Tony Casillas. TC, what up?
You know, that's one thing about our show. It's great to be here with you, by the way. You never miss a beat. And I had my Super Bowl ring on yesterday because I went to open a day at the Rangers, and I just kind of for the Rangers home opener. And so I had it on, and you caught me with it on. But usually I don't have it on this early in the morning, but it was a tremendous day. And I will say this, I am moving a little slow this morning because I did enjoy the opening festivities. But I got to tell you, man, it was a great environment yesterday to see baseball back under the Texas conditions,
right?
Mask mandate or whatever. It seemed like we're back to normal, RJ. It had that type of feeling. It was a great time.
That's awesome to hear, Tony. Obviously, the whole world saw the Rangers. Full capacity. I don't want to be incorrect here. It was full capacity, right? Like, at least the plan was like opening day or the home opener specifically, right? And so they're going to dial it back after this. Is that my understanding?
Man, I don't know. And I will say this, there was no cardboard cutouts. There was a lot of people in there. There was some empty seats. And I think opening day is always represents the opening of baseball. And that's going to get your biggest surge of fans.
Right.
But they did it right. It was very responsive. You had to wear a mask when you got in. But after that, it just seemed like it was just a normal, I guess you could say a normal opening day. People were excited about being at the ballpark.
That's
the
awesome.
Venue was fantastic, considering that, you know, last year they built the stadium, didn't open up. But it was just the atmosphere. I think people were, you know how this, they were fatigued with the old pandemic. And not that we're still not dealing with that, but just seemed like for about 3 hours, people just forgot about that. Win or loss, the Rangers ended up losing the game. But it just seemed to me, and it made me think on another note, RJ, that we will have full capacity in the state of Texas at AT&T Stadium, without a doubt.
That's awesome.
Done the responsible way, we will have capacity crowds next year watching the Cowboys play.
Well, that is what Commissioner Roger Goodell said was the goal last week. So hopefully that does happen. Very happy to hear you had a good time. We have a quicker show in store for everybody today. Tony and I, we talked about what we were going to talk about here today, and we're going to get to that. But before, I told you, Tony, right before we started recording that I had something that just kind of came up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm so excited to talk about this. We actually started talking about this last week, kind of when we were talking about jersey numbers, and we didn't talk about this particular aspect of it, but this isn't what I want to get into today, trust me. But the NFL might soon allow linebackers, DBs, wide receivers, running backs to wear numbers in the single digits. They don't currently allow that. Obviously, that is allowed in the college game. And I'm against this. I'm a football purist in that sense. Like I don't like that you couldn't wear number 92, but I like that there are certain rules for certain positions. I don't want to see a defensive tackle wearing number one. It just would feel unnatural to me. But did you ever wear a single digit number, maybe in high school or in Pop Warner?
Well, yeah, when I played baseball, I mean, I wore single digit numbers in baseball. And I think you know, football, not really. As I said last on our last week episode, you know, when you're a lineman, you got automatically you got up, you know, went from right. into the 50s on up to, you know, 90s. So you were basically affirmed that you were going to be a defense offensive lineman by what number you wore. So I never really the thing that I think that this is kind of cool because it really it's kind of relative to it's the numbers and, you know, the people that, you know, who you aspire to be and what you wear growing up. You know, I mean, there's a lot of numbers that you pick that may not sure. be football related. They may be, as I mentioned, in baseball or,
right.
you know, whatever the number may be, you may want to wear it. And I think it's kind of cool that, you know, it's almost like, yeah, you may be an offensive defensive lineman. Now, it'd be kind of weird to see an offensive lineman with a number 3 on this back.
Right.
Okay? that would be a little odd, you know.
Right.
But you can't discriminate against the offensive lineman, you know. This has got to be a across-the-board deal. But I think it's just it just really – to me, it's just the vogue, man. It's the generation. It's one of those Generation X right. things. You know what I'm saying?
No,
that's
totally
kind of way. That's kind of the way it's been, and that's – the direction in which we're moving.
I agree. I mean, it is cool to think that, you know, if a wide receiver was inspired by Kobe Bryant, they could wear number 24, something like that. That is cool. I do agree with that. But just again, the football purist in me, it feels, I don't even like that wide receivers wear numbers in the teens. I wish wide receivers only wore numbers in the 80s, but mm-hmm. so all of everything you said is a fair point, but that is not what we're going to talk about right now. Just before, after I sent Tony the Zoom link, while waiting for him to join Tony, who would you say is the least popular player on the Dallas Cowboys, as far as Cowboys fans are concerned?
Jalen Smith.
Okay. Jalen Smith wears number 54 for the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
He posted on his Instagram story a photo of himself. Or actually, he shared an Instagram post on his story. And it seems like if the NFL does allow for linebackers and other positions to wear numbers in the single digits, it seems like Jalen Smith wants to switch jersey numbers to a particular single digit. Do you know what number off the top of your head Jalen wore at Notre Dame and in high school?
It's a single digit, right?
I mean,
it's got to. I'm just going to take a wild guess. I'm going to say number 8.
No, and obviously, if it were number 8, there would be no way he would wear it for
that's
the Dallas
true.
Cowboys.
He wears number 54.
Right. So the reason he wears
the great Randy White. If you're going to wear a number, you got to represent. So, you know, he can't wear the great Troy Aikman's jersey.
Right.
And he can't sure in hell represent 54 with the Manster, the greatest players of all time.
So everything you said is true. And let me be clear. I think that Troy Aikman is the second best quarterback to ever play for the Dallas Cowboys because of Roger Staubach. Now,
that's
how I rank Cowboys quarterbacks. This is a different conversation. But the reason Jalen wears number 54 is because it was the closest he could get to his collegiate and high school number because 5 + 4 = 9. That was his number at Notre Dame and in high school. And we see that a lot in the NFL. Like if guys yeah. wore 3, they'll wear like 53 or whatever. So Tony, Jalen posted a photo of himself. It was an edit on his Instagram story of himself in his Cowboys jersey with the number 9. Now, again, I believe Troy Aikman to be a better quarterback than Tony Romo. But in case you didn't know, Tony Romo fans are a very passionate group of people. And a lot of Cowboys fans already do not like Jalen Smith. And so now Jalen Smith wants to come in and wear Tony Romo's number. I tweeted about this, and I can tell you the responses so far have not been good for Jalen yeah. Smith.
Well, here's the thing is that I think, and this may not be fair to players currently, but I'm thinking of the play as we move forward, those players that have already picked their numbers, they don't get the choice. All right. And if they had come out with this rule that they want to do that, and you know, I think once you establish your identity as a number, like Jalen Smith, I mean, I know that he's all about, you know, the branding, Instagram.
Clear eye view. Clear eye view, baby.
Who is not? in this trending and social media climate we live in. I get it. But I just don't, you know, number nine, you know, to me, it just, now that 54 number has been good to him. He's made a lot of money with it. Okay. He got the extension, but last year was probably not as good. So I don't know if I'd want to change, but I don't know the number nine. I just don't, to me, that seems really stretching it. That seems like very odd. And I think the thing about it is like, yeah, if you change a number to nine, yeah, that's going to add a little bit more focus on you again. But look, I don't think anyone, if it's a quarterback that's played on the franchise, that's done relatively, have had success, and that's what Tony Romo, Troy Aikman, you mentioned Roger Staubach, and the list, you know, we can, you know, it's kind of a short list, all right? I don't think those numbers should be allowed to be able to transition from the number that you have now until you know, move forward, especially a linebacker.
So you're approaching this from a rational and, you know, logical perspective, right? Like, hey,
well, I don't know if that's I don't know if that's irrational or irrational, but
well,
I think
the early response is pure outrage. And like, nobody cares. Like I'm saying, you're over here like, well, he's already wearing 54. Let's just kind of let that be. Right. However, the early response is what the hell? Like the early response on Twitter is people just so upset that he wants to wear Tony Romo's number. Some of the responses say he can wear number nine for another team. Somebody said this response from Jacob Bethke says, does he just want us to be mad at him? Right. This tweet right now, Tony, from Dallas Dave says, clear eye view, but can't read a room to save mm-hmm. his life. And yeah. I think that's my ultimate takeaway here. And I'm having some fun here, but this like, I'm really not trying to turn this number thing into another reason to bag on Jalen, but he really truly cannot read a room, right? Like what are you doing wanting to wear Tony Romo's number? Like, what did you think was going to happen when you shared this on social media? Like this was only going to lead, like he just like, you ever hear the expression like kicking a hornet's nest? Mm-hmm. He didn't, yeah. he you know, like body slammed a hornet's nest.
He's like
nest
jumping
too.
Right into it.
Yeah. I can't for the life of me figure out why he thought this was a good idea.
Well, here's as I mentioned, the great Randy White, number 54, maybe he needs to Google who Randy White is. And I'm sure he does. I don't know. But to me, once you live up to the expectation of that number and the number of the guy that's in the Ring of Honor, that it was a monster, was a tremendous player. And, you know, now you want to go to number nine and Tony Romo. I'm sorry, Randy White was a hell of a bit better player than Tony Romo ever was. And I'm not saying that disrespectful. I mean, I don't think Tony Romo will be maybe obviously the Ring of Honor, but as far as Hall of Fame players and what he meant to the franchise. And you can argue that, you know, Tony Romo meant a lot to this franchise, just didn't, you know, have the hardware to go along with the postseason sure. play.
He's the most accomplished quarterback from a statistical, like, I mean, I'm talking like statistics, not right. Super Bowls and stuff.
And that's why there's this Tony Romo nation that is very sensitive to what goes on. But right. I think that Jalen Smith lacks common sense. He went to Notre Dame. I'm sure he's a smart guy. I guess Notre Dame, you know, it's a very historical, storied, university. I mean, a touchdown Jesus, and I have a lot of respect. And the Notre Dame nation is very prominent and represents. But I just think it's common sense around him for peripheral. When he does this stuff, it's like, I don't get that. I'm like, it's like celebrating, as I mentioned, 10 yards down the field after you made a play and you're getting your ass kicked 21 zip.
I know. I mean,
that is delirious. That is delusional. I mean, are you playing in the same damn game? Are you watching? Are you part of the privy to what we're watching, Jalen?
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So first of all, and I know you meant no disrespect by any means, Chuck Howley, also a fantastic number 54 for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, the great Chuck Howley. I'm sorry.
But like, and actually, I don't know if you knew this, but I think this was 2017, because that was Jalen's first year playing, because he sat out 2016 when he was drafted. And on Thanksgiving, Tony, I actually thought this was super cool at the time. On Thanksgiving, you know, as the Cowboys were warming up, as Tony puts his Super Bowl ring in this badass box, wow. As you know, when Jalen went out for warmups, over his, like, kind of sweatsuit or whatever, he wore, I believe it was a Chuck Howley jersey. And, you know, and he just kind of said, hey, I want to, you know, pay homage to the legends that I know that I wear a really iconic number in team history because it belonged to Howley and Randy White.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I thought that was super cool of him to say, like, man, I, you know, I recognize the legacy here, whatever. And to me, that.
And I apologize. I forgot about that.
Oh, no worries.
Stuff, though.
No worries. But so my point there is I really thought, like, okay, this guy gets it. But almost ever since then, I mean, on the field, the guy doesn't get it, right? Like, that's the most important thing. And I feel like we're making a mountain out of a molehill, but maybe we're not. Because, like, this is a response that just came in from Eric. Says, I don't know if I could possibly hate Jalen Smith more than I already do, but his wanting to be the first to wear 9 after Romo definitely just pushes my hatred meter. And that's what I'm saying. Like, this is a very... You said, I thought when you said it at first that was a little harsh, but I agree. Like, this is a common sense thing, you know, like it's like if, like, right when you said, oh yeah, well, 8, like you guessed if he wore 8 at Notre Dame, even if he had, like, you know, it's like, well, you can't wear that here. You know, it's just, I can't for the life of me figure out how he like processes some of these things. And to be clear, he has spoken before about how important that number is to him. And obviously it was important in Notre Dame and it was important in high school. But Jalen, you know what, dude, as important as it was to you, like, read the room, realize where you're at. You are not anywhere close to the player that Tony Romo was for this team. And this, like, if there has ever been a player since Jerry Jones owned the Cowboys that he loved more than Tony Casillas, it is Tony Romo. That is his dude. You know what I mean? Like, that's the other thing. Like, you, like, there's an arrogance to this. Do you agree? Like, there's an arrogance to the idea that he legitimately believes it's possible that he can get the number.
I honestly don't think that. I think that maybe he's a little calculated. I'm going to give him a little credit. Maybe he's a lot smarter than we're giving him credit as far as common sense or whatever. It's almost like an engineer. I'm not even going to say that. It's also like a very bright person. It's very smart. That has an IQ of 200.
Right.
And they're very smart. But when it comes to common sense and making, you know, decision making, they're not the smartest decisions. Right. So I don't know if he's doing it because, yeah, I mean, look what you did. You tweeted it out. People hate him and they're talking about it. And maybe the sincerity, maybe that's just who he is. And look, I mean, he's a good dude, but I just think, some of the things that he says, he's like the first one at the table, okay? Like, what's for dinner? He's like, he's the first guy that's going to eat, man, all right? He's a guy that's had 6 meals a day, but he's going to be the first one for the 7th one when no one's had a meal all day long.
I feel really bad, but you know what it reminds me of? You've seen the movie Titanic?
Oh, yeah. Right?
Okay. You remember, I don't remember the character. I haven't seen the movie in a long time, but you remember the character that Rose is like engaged to, the wealthy man or whatever.
Billy Zane. That's the actor's name is Billy Zane. Yeah,
really? Okay. Yeah. Let's call it. Okay. I can't verify that, but I trust you. So Billy Zane's character, do you remember at the end when the ship is sinking and mm-hmm. he just grabs a little girl and he walks up and says, I'm with a child. Let me on the boat. Like
that was a pawn. Yeah.
Right. That's the mentality here. And like, again, I'm in a weird way. I'm almost impressed because there is truly, if you we're recording a little bit, it's almost 9 a.m. our time. But like, if we had had a conversation at 6 in the morning this morning, when Tony gets up and is on the Peloton and we had said, hey,
not this morning, bro.
But if we had said, hey, is there any way that Cowboys fans could dislike Jalen Smith more? We would have said, you know what? No, like that's unfortunate, but they've maxed out, right? Like, there's no more gears to the Jalen Smith dislike, but he found a way, dude. Like he literally found an incredible way to like hit the nose on this vehicle. And now, like, again, if there was a tiny level of people still loyal to him, he just lost them. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm trying to think if there's going to be that many guys that want to number 12, like Tom Brady, like, you know, number 12 starting, you know, linebacker or even a defensive back. But I mean, this is going to get a lot of buzz. And, you know, I think, you know, this comes out and again, it's the NFL, it's just another way of keeping the NFL in the news, which to me is something that they're just brilliant at, because they're always talking about something. And it's all these different players on each team, because now it's a buzz. It's like, okay, like Jalen, whoever, you know, the number they want. I mean, they're Tony Romo is like their favorite player. Now I'm going to get a chance to wear it. And, you know, look, for me, as a defensive lineman, as you mentioned, it's always been like 5-0 and up. Never been able to go down, you know, below 50. I'm kind of liking it, man. I'd have more respect if he decided to go with zero. I for some reason, I like the number zero.
Yeah. Russell Westbrook, Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the zero is a great, it's a fashion statement. You know, I think it's something different, you know?
You gotta have a level of swag to rock zero, like Russell Westbrook. But I will say, I'm not for numbers now. Like, I love Luka Doncic, but I hate that he wears number 77. Like, it doesn't make sense. I know he was 7 at Real Madrid. Like, it would have been awesome if he was number 7 in the NBA. But, like, 77 is just a really large number. Doesn't make sense. But, anyway.
Can I tell you a story? So, I went to the game yesterday, and I'm in the restroom. I look over there, and I see this guy has, you know, was Pudge Rodriguez, was he number 7? I'm trying to think. Anyway, so I look on the back of his jersey, and he's got Casillas. And I'm like, wow, I've never seen a, you know, someone with the Rangers jacket. And I'm thinking, I think Pudge is number 7. If I don't, you know, it's been a long morning, and I'm not going to Google right now. But anyway, So it was interesting that I saw this guy, and I went up and said, hey, man, I'm the 5. You're 7, and I'm the 5, and you're the Casillas. So we're 75. And so anyway, I thought it was pretty cool. And I took a picture with him, but I've never seen that before, man. It was like, had all those letters. But I think Pudge is number 7. I'm not for sure. I should know that, but I thought I would. That was a little sidebar note.
That's cool. Pudge was number 7, by the way. Yeah, took a little bit of time to find that out, a little bit longer than I'm proud to admit. But
you didn't trust me, man. Come on. You
no, know I mean, me. I was just.
I remember stuff sometimes. Come on, RJ.
Jacob Jimerson on Twitter said 9 for what his overall should be in Madden. Like I'm saying, this is like,
damn,
Twitter is mad about this. I mean, this has now turned into our show. We'll get into our other topic.
Come on,
later.
let's be nice, okay, people. Let's not take this. It's, you know,
Jalen.
But I think people are still pissed off at him celebrating 20 yards down the field after he got ran over. Okay,
right.
So I think people, you know, they're not going to give him a hall pass for kind of making this type of statement.
I agree. And like I said, Tony and I will get into more draft stuff next week. We're going to wrap up this has to be the episode now, but Jalen's lack of awareness is not an excuse for rudeness from people. It's not like, it's not okay to be rude to him. And I hope that that's not what we're doing. I really am trying to come from a place of, I'm flabbergasted. I truly am. I'm just stunned that, you know, and he just shared it on his Instagram story. Maybe he forgot about Tony Romo, like, right? Like, maybe that's all possible. But I mean, I like, what do you think that, what do you think would happen if the front office really let him win it?
I don't know. I
don't think that would happen, first of all, but if they did, it would be crazy.
Well, there's numbers I think should be unofficial or unofficial, officially retired. And I think, I don't know if 9 should be 1, but I think if we can go down the batting order of numbers that may or may not be worn. I mean, I'm talking more of the players that are retired, Ring of Honor and Hall of Famers. That number right there, I think the relevancy, it's not like number 8, okay? And I know the people are going to get pissed off at me, but I'm sorry, you know, Tony is a tremendous tremendous quarterback.
Right.
And oh, by the way, I was looking, I was doing some shopping. I know we're getting a little off track. I was shopping with my son. I went over to the I think we're at Finish Line. I went over to the Skechers little area.
Oh, and the dad shoes.
Oh Matt my Kuchar. God. I'm not ready for that. But I know they're paying Tony a lot of money, but I'm looking at that little Skechers and I was like three or four, and they are the dad shoe. But anyway, the number nine, look, again, as I mentioned, he's always gonna be the first one to the dinner table. And he's going to be first one to get seconds, and he's going to make sure he gets his dessert.
Do you, I'm asking seriously, like, and it didn't have to be with the Cowboys, but did you ever
play? This is kind of hard to be serious about. This.
No, but like, did you ever play with somebody like that? Like, and I'm talking high school at Oklahoma, wherever in the NFL, did you ever play with someone that maybe you
about himself?
But yeah, but to the point that maybe you and other guys were like, man, screw this dude. Like he's always out for himself. Like was
Brian
that ever
Bosworth? Brian Bosworth.
Mm.
That's all I'll say.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was more than I expected. But
Well, you're asking me.
Well, no. But like, I mean, but and so like, I don't think any Cowboys player is upset that he wants to wear number nine.
But Jalen Smith is nothing compared to, right. to Brian Bosworth. I mean, it's totally different out of the realm or whatever. But you ask me, that's the all-time. That's the GOAT.
Right. I just think the things that would bother me if I was his teammate would be if I made an interception, I caused a sack fumble, whatever, and I'm in the middle of celebrating something I did, and then I look up and he's here with me, right? Like,
that's a good point, because how many times that happened? Someone gives a big play, he's like, grab him, come on, let's go down to the end zone cam. Let's,
right.
you know, let's social media. He's the first one. Come on, I'm going with you. I'm like, wait a second, this is my moment, dude. Let me celebrate.
somebody, Tanner Carlson, Tony, on Twitter says, talking about the number nine, obviously, says the average number of swipes per first downs allowed by the opposing team. So like I'm saying, this has not been a good reaction from the Twitter sphere.
That's why you turn the comment section off. You turn that notification off. And, you know, it's look, but we're talking about it, so there's some buzz to it. But I just think that he should wait. Here's the thing. You know, it's like in broadcast, you know, you have that pregnant pause and every once in a while, or, you know, there's a delayed or something, or even when I talk, I mean, it's like, oh, there's like a pause and like this, it's almost like if you send, like last night, I was sending a text message to my daughter, and I probably shouldn't have sent it because I, you know, she got a boyfriend. But anyways, what you need to do is you need to think about it and think about what you're sending and posting. But he's so excited. I think he definitely posts on social media the way he plays.
It's an interesting way to put it. It's a great way to put it.
Out of mind, out of sight, right?
Yeah.
It's like this manic. Oh shit. I'm gonna post, I'm gonna wear number nine next year.
So I want to say this because this question comes up a lot. I don't know if you know this, Tony, but the Cowboys actually do not have a single jersey officially retired, jersey number. I don't know if you knew that. They obviously don't hand out a lot of numbers. Like they don't hand out 8 or 12 or 74, you know, it's Bob Billy's number. There are some that obviously belong to franchise greats that they do hand out, like 75, you know, like 88, but like it's,
they can hand that jersey out. No one wants it.
Right. And sometimes,
although the great Jethro Pugh, though, I will say,
of
that,
course.
Right?
Yeah. But like 88, they have turned in, and 94 kind of, they've turned into this, like, hey, we're going to give you this number because we believe in you, right? Like you can be part of the greatness in this line or whatever.
Because it sells. Think right. about that too. The marketability of that too.
Agreed. You know? And yeah. A lot of people are saying number nine is not untouchable. If somebody wants to wear number nine in the future, a lot of people are saying I'm fine with this, whatever. But not Jalen. And I think that kind of says it all. So this episode ended up being really weird. Right before we leave,
are we going to see people burning number 54s today? Not with Randy White, but I'm taking with the Smith on the backup.
I don't know that there are a lot of number 54 jerseys out there. Somebody just tweeted, said, even if Romo's number is touchable, how the hell do you have this little awareness of the fan base? Which is, and again, like, I'm not saying it's Jalen's job to be on Twitter seeing how Cowboys fans feel, but this is a really, This is a gigantic subject. You know what I mean? Like you would have to be trying to miss this, which is often the case with him on the field as well. My last question for you, Tony, who wins the Masters?
No, gosh. I think Jordan. I'm going to put Jordan in my top three. I got Jordan. I got Justin Thompson. I always got to throw John Rahm. You know, congrats. You just had a little girl. I saw them for a new baby. John Rahm and
– So you're going top four now.
Okay. Did I say three? All right. I'm going to go Lee Westwood. I'm going to throw him in there. I got him. Yeah, I got him winning.
Okay. First of all, John Rahm, a Callaway guy now, as of this season. I got a new putter, the two-ball Odyssey 10. And nice. I put it in play for the first time yesterday. I played nine holes. I didn't have a single three putt. So no big deal, but, you know, putting a lot of pressure on the putter here. But anyway, I'll go Justin Thomas. That's my number one. You didn't have Dustin Johnson, so I'll go ahead and take Dustin Johnson. I like that Jordan's back. I'm just not going to fall for it. You know what I mean? Like, good for you believing in it, but I've been burned by Jordan too many times. So I'm going to put Adam Scott in there. Just that's my version of Lee Westwood. Get the savvy vet. And I need a fourth.
Three or four. We'll figure it out. Let's
give Bryson DeChambeau some love, the Dallas guy. You know what I mean? Let's get him in the group and we'll see what happens.
So did he have that metamorphosis of, from last year when he's hitting the ball 400 yards when he played the mat. That was back in November. That's right. I forgot. Yeah.
But
and he's changed his diet. He's changed his diet, by the way.
He slimmed down. The conditions are a little bit better. So we'll see if he cuts the corner on 13, like he's talked about and stuff, but should be a great week. Maybe Jalen Smith wants to play Augusta next, you know, like maybe that's just like what he's going to want.
I will be as nice as he wants me to be if he can get us on Augusta. Hey, real quick, how about the Baylor Bears, man?
That was awesome. Very, very impressive performance.
What a dominating performance. That was amazing what they did to Gonzaga.
Shout out to Scott Drew.
All right. So how'd you finish up? I mean, in our blogging boys. March Madness.
I was middle of the fold. Shout out. Actually, I'm glad you mentioned this too. I don't know what their Twitter handle is, but it was a person named Ricky that won the blogging the boys group. So congratulations to Ricky. What's the best restaurant in Waco, Tony? Talking about Baylor.
Okay. So there's one right answer here. It's Magnolia. So.
Oh, what?
Okay, well, Magnolia. Look, I'm just if you want to, so what's it, Skip and what's the couple of
Skip and Joanna. That's for anybody who's unaware, Tony just picked a Home Garden Show's restaurant as the best restaurant in Waco.
But there's another restaurant I went to, I can't think of the name of it, went and had brunch. It's in that little area, that silo area, wherever that is. You familiar with in that Waco?
Yep.
But, that's okay. So I know you're going to give me a name of a restaurant. What's the best restaurant in Waco.
We have a lot of listeners in Waco, so I will ride for you guys. Waco, kind of a sneaky great town, has a Fuego. Not a lot of places have a Fuego, but the best restaurant in Waco by far, George's, a Waco principal. They have these like gallon margaritas. They have all this fried food. It's called the Big O. Like that's the name of the particular, and I think they sell beer. It's like a goblet, dude. I mean, it's massive.
I'll tell you what, there's some partying going on there today.
Well, good for Baylor. Man. Good for Scott Drew good for everybody.
Oh man! Yeah,
oh, like when they tweeted out the video of him and his like press conference when he got the job, that was so cool. But okay. So this was a good episode for us, not for Jalen Smith, obviously. What do you think about Jalen's number? Let Tony know. He's on Twitter at TC Casillas. I'm on Twitter at RJ Ochoa. Everybody have a great week. Enjoy the Masters. We'll see you next week. This was the 750.